Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second, the first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting third, the center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting seventh, the catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Blue Moon Odom. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Blue Moon Odom. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second, the first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting third, the second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting seventh, the catcher, John Roseboro. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Rick Renick. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Merritt. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Merritt. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monday moves to second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is hit by the pitch. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tovar moves to third. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reese. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Reese steals second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva takes first base on ball four. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tovar scores. Reese moves to third. Oliva moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is walked intentionally. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reese tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan takes first base on ball four. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt fires to first and has Duncan trapped. There's the throw to Carew, who tags Duncan for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tovar is hit by the pitch. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Uhlander for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Rosporo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosporo is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosporo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0 for 1 in the game. Renick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Duncan hits a pop-up towards short. Renick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom is 0 for 1 in the game. Odom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 0 for 1 in the game. Merritt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Duncan and he is out, Campanera supplying the tag. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Merritt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater bunts towards the mound. Merritt fields it and throws to first for the out. Campaneris moves to second. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Munday hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campanera scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Kubiak fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Quilici hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ulander moves to second. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosboro hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Duncan hits a pop-up towards short. Renick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubiak hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Gosger now playing left field. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0-for-2 in the game. Renick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Jim Merritt. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reese for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom is 0-for-2 in the game. Odom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paranoski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese fields the ball and throws to Paranoski covering. Safe. Odom moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rosboro fields it and throws to third for the out. Campaneris moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Monday is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bando is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a pop-up towards short. Renick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 3 in the game. Roseboro takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hernandez pinch runs for John Roseboro. Bruce Look pinch hits for Rick Renick. Diego Seghi now pitching. Bruce Look is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Look hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Hernandez for the double play. Two outs. Bob Allison pinch hits for Ron Paranoski. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.